summer, especially with so many new additions that expand your role in different ways?
Yeah, this summer was really fun for me because in my first two summers I had a World Cup and Olympics, so I didn't really get time off just to, you know, work on my game. And this summer I was able to just go out there and work on my training, work on my game. And yeah, I was able to go ahead and make improvements in a lot of areas of my game. I worked a lot on my mid-range game, being able to get to spots, you know, different pickups, different footwork, getting into shots, trying to develop that offensive bag. And I think that's been the main focus for me this summer. And my defense is always going to be my backbone. That's what has got me to where I am today. So just building my offensive game, you know, it's doing a lot of shots, a lot of different pickups, a lot of different footwork, a lot of different finishing. Just building that all-around game where I'm going to be able to come in and you know, play, like, obviously playing off guys like Trey and have a KB come this year, kill me. We've got a great team, we've got a very deep this year, so just trying to fit into my role better and play at the best of my ability.
Dyson, like you said, your defense is your backbone. But you can always consistently strengthen your strengths while also strengthening your weaknesses. When it comes to your defense, what are you working on, you know, kind of taking to the next level? We all know that you're a great defender, obviously you're also improving some things. So what are you looking on and improving when it comes to your defense this season?
Yeah, so I watched a lot of film. You know, something that I've really, you know, focused on this year is where can we be better team-wise, where can I help the team better than. I can come out there and get steals and make plays like that, but when it comes down to getting stopped, like, we need to be in the right positions for each other. We need to, you know, have each other's back and rotate for each other. And for me, I'm trying to see, you know, points where I can be better at help defense. You know, where should I rotate from? Should I not rotate there? Where can I hold my teammates accountable to rotate from? For me, coming to that this year, I want to be a leader on that unit floor. I want to be more vocal, and I want to be able to tell people, hey, like, we don't need no rotate for me. We need to come here. You need to fly around. We need to, you know, close out short here. Like, just little things and like on ball defense, you know, trying to fight through screens better, keep my matchup. We got a good defensive group, you know, with KP coming this year that can protect the rim. And we're gonna, you know, change a few things and show that on the floor because we need to be a better team defensively. But it starts with having like a leader on that on the floor and being able to hold each other accountable.
You just spoke on some of the new additions of KP and Kill being here. Of course, you're well regarded as one of the best perimeter defenders in the NBA, but adding those two guys to the roster, what are some things you're looking forward to as far as giving teams a headache on the defensive end of the ball?
Yeah, I mean, defense is fun. When you get stops, you get the steals, blocks flying around, and you create easy offense, you know, that's fun, and that's energy for the team. So they're bringing in those guys is only going to help us, and obviously, Nikhil, an elite on-ball defender, KP, a elite rim protector, like, these guys, you know, they're going to help us tremendously. And, for us, it's just about building our chemistry, knowing what our tendencies are on defense, and figuring each other out. Like, obviously, KP is going to be the win, but I'm not just going to send that guy to them and rely on KP to be there. And, it's about him knowing when to help me as well. And obviously, in Kiel, we can switch things and pick up full court and make life difficult. So I think there's just so many different routes that we have this year that we can take, and it's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
Dyson, you talked multiple times last year about kind of wanting to remind people, like, you had played point guard in the past, but this team not having a traditional backup point guard and a lot of different ball handlers, how much do you want to be involved in kind of that aspect of the game?
Yeah, I mean, you know, basketball is so positionless now, and I was a point guard, you know, growing up, you know, my whole career, and that's something that, you know, I've always been. And I think point guards a lot about having a feel for the game. And, you know, you're gonna have point guards that have the best handles, that are scorers. You're gonna have passing point guards. Like, there's so many different, you know, aspects to it. And you know, me being out at, you know, when Trey goes off and back up in, and just, you know, playing fast as a point guard, getting us into offense. You know, being able to get downhill, create for everyone. Like, point guard doesn't have to be a person that, you know, walks it off the floor and gets us in a set. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you gotta do that when your teams are going on the run, but it's just about, you know, knowing the game, knowing how the flow is going, knowing what the team needs at certain times. And I think one of my strengths as a point guard is just being able to, you know, play fast. You know, we got, you know, Jalen, you know, who can play fast, we got Zach like that. We got athletic wings who can get out and run. And people know, especially like at times in Trey's at the floor, that those are where we can take advantage of being able to use our size and length to get out of the way. So, me knowing that I can play point guard, and I've done that in the past, and I think my years now going to the floor, I'm starting to feel more comfortable with that position. I know what to expect at that position, so it's just about building on that. Given Trey, being able to have coach trust for Trey can go off and someone's able to be disciplined around that spot.
Hey, Dustin, first off, I just want to say it's crazy that after a season where you set the league record in deflections, number one in ISO stop, number one in drive stop, on like the highest metric difficulty in the league, it's crazy that you want to continue to get better. And I wanted to ask you a question particularly about I believe you're a very ethical defender. What I mean by that is you don't really embellish calls. I don't usually see you talk a lot of trash, but Keel Alexander Walker is in the 99th percentile in offensive fouls from. You're in the 99th percentile in steals, but you don't typically take those offensive fouls. Do you see an area for that to grow in where you might want to play manipulate the rules just a little bit? Is that something you think you may add to your game when you're not being screened and drawing those types of fouls?
Yeah, absolutely. I still think I got so much more improvement on that end of the floor. Obviously, I think I have the tools to be able to do it all. It's just about the game moves fast and you've got to make quick decisions out there. And it's like half a second, you've got to choose whether you're going up to a contest, whether you're going to step in and take the charge. And that's something I want to do more in. Offensive game involvement, obviously, there's people, elite drawing fouls this the past couple of years. And so I think one of my strengths is keeping people off the free throw line, not fouling people, and being able to contest shots without fouling. Something that I do want to do better is draw more offensive goals, whether it be coming over, taking a charge, whether it be, basketball's flop. You got to know if you get hit wrong on the screen, you got to sell it, otherwise you're not going to get the call. So it's about knowing when I can do that stuff and knowing when I have to be disciplined, fight through things, get back in front. So there's still so much more work to improve, I think, ahead of me. And like I said, it's all about making quick decisions out there and making the right decisions. I'm looking forward to the game slowing down even more this year and being able to go out and execute that.
Dyson, we saw you as a correspondent for the NBA during the finals. Just what was that experience like for you, and will you be joining us on the media side?
It's hard. I got to give you guys credit. That's hard, trying to think of questions on the spot and stuff like that. But, I really enjoyed doing that, just to see a different side of the media and everything that goes into the behind the scenes and the camera work and the film and stuff like that. And it was really cool. Obviously, I want to be there on the play side, but just to experience the atmosphere of the finals, and it's just a whole other level. I hope I'm not joining the media side anytime soon, but I did have some fun, yeah.
Dyson, back here. I'm curious, looking back to last season, what was it specifically about this team and organization that made you so comfortable to play the role you needed to, but also progress as a player? Because I have to believe whatever your answer is, it's going to be the foundation for this season to help you become that vocal leader that you're wanting to play.
Yeah, 100%. Coach Q was huge for me. Coming into this year, he gave me so much confidence in myself. He gave me that starting role. He wanted me to go out there and just be myself. He's never told me not to shoot a shot. He's never told me not to go out there and make a play. He gives me so much confidence in myself. As well as Coach Q, is also just about me and my mindset coming into the year, knowing that I wasn't happy with my first 2 years that I had in New Orleans. I wasn't myself. I wasn't the aggressive self I could have been. I felt like I'd taken a step back. So if I wanted to change my career around and go out there and be that impact player I know I could be, it was about just going out there, playing free, not being afraid of anyone. And that's what I do. I'm looking to build on that every year, and I know what it takes now. And this organization's been great. My teammates are great. They give me so much confidence. The front office, everyone's easy to talk to in this organization. It just feels like home. You come in every day, you want to be there, you want to work, you want to stay around, you want to talk to people. And when you're in that sort of environment, it makes it a lot easier to be there.
Dyson, we've seen your company have a couple of clothing drops during the summer. How cool is it to see guys like Bob again, even today, come and wearing your stuff and having that support for you?
It's great. You know, having my teammates support me with another clothing line, you know, I always, you know, show them stuff and they love it. They always want stuff. So I'm going to continue to, you know, get up things. And yeah, I mean, fashion's like my, I love doing that outside of basketball. You know, a lot of my clothing line is something I've always wanted to do. So to have that up and running and my teammates supporting and people supporting it, it means a lot to me. And yeah, it's just one of my passions that I have outside of basketball that I'm able to, you know, take my head off, take my mind off the game a little bit and go out there and be good at it. Thank you.